Hey, welcome to the Everything SEO podcast. I'm Michaela, a stay-at-home mom of three who just happens to be in love with everything related to SEO, blogging, marketing, coffee, and we're shedding light into the many mystifying corners of search engine optimization and what that means for us service providers, small business owners, and bloggers. We're going to ditch the do-it-all narrative surrounding SEO and really sit down and craft strategies that are sustainable, but still get us those first page results. Now let's get cozy, grab your fave sweater and a cup of tea, and let's talk everything SEO. Hey, hey, and welcome back to the Everything SEO podcast. I'm Michaela, the mama behind the scenes, and today we're going to talk about something that is very important that you've probably been wondering and that you kind of have an inkling of what I'm going to say, at least, because you're already here, and that is how to show up on Google. So essentially, the whole secret ingredient to showing up on Google, the way that these businesses get in front of you when you go search for a website or you go search for a recipe or you search for a how-to or you search for the local plumber to fix your bathroom, like they're using SEO. That is the secret ingredient, SEO, search engine optimization. If you've ever wondered how a business, small or large, shows up on Google, it's SEO. SEO is what matches your website, your business, to the people who need it most. These people are already searching for what you offer and what you're an expert in. They're already ready to learn, or they're already searching for some type of solution to their problem, whether they need to know how to do it, whether they are looking for someone to do it for them, whether they're just wanting to understand more. That is what they're searching for. You just have to show up now. You're impacting your SEO every time you go on a podcast or you write a guest post, when you publish a blog on your own website, when you make your website more user-friendly. It's all impacting your SEO. Heck, when you're on Pinterest and you're pinning pins that head to your website, that's impacting your SEO. It's this huge web of different aspects that all tie back in together and really just put your website and your business where it needs to be when people go and search something on Google. And what's crazy, and it's so easy to say that SEO is a huge investment or super time consuming, and it can be, but it doesn't have to be. But one thing that you should agree on is SEO is extremely important. There is not one large business, I'm talking, you know, who have been established for years, who invest in their marketing, may even hand it off to an entire team, that does not have some person that is dedicated to improving their SEO, whether that's finding keywords, you know, actually doing the SEO on the back end of their website, publishing blogs for their SEO strategy. Like, they are in some way, shape, or form taking steps to improve their SEO because they understand how important it is. And there are different aspects. So to kind of break it down further, there's different types of SEO that can impact your website. You have on-page SEO, technical SEO, and content SEO. And I mean, you can kind of look at them in different ways. Everybody's going to say a few different things, but they're pretty much going to be the same no matter who you go to. There's also local SEO, but as I work and I'm talking to, ideally, mostly service providers who may not serve just a single location, local SEO doesn't apply as much. We tend to focus on off-page SEO, on-page SEO, and that content SEO. And on-page SEO can kind of tie in with technical SEO, which is the actual functioning of like how your website is running. Is it loading quickly? Is it user-friendly? Can people read your text? That's a lot of what the technical and on-page SEO is. Content SEO is pretty much your content strategy. Is the content on your website SEO-friendly? Are your images, do they have alt image tags or alt image descriptions? Is your blog post SEO friendly? Like, have you structured it properly? Are you targeting a keyword? Does it actually relate to what your website relates to? Like, are you writing about kitchens when your website is supposed to be about Instagram marketing? Or are you writing about Instagram marketing when it's supposed to be about kitchens? So there's a lot of things that tie into that. Oh, and then off-page SEO is how other websites and other things on Google are interacting with your website. Are you building backlinks? Do they trust you enough to link back and refer this traffic to your website? So there's all these different ways that you can impact your SEO and improve your SEO that isn't just this or that, if that makes sense. But the reason it's oh so important is because getting on Google and getting your business to show up on Google is one of those ways that you can create a marketing method that attracts organic traffic. Like once you have a blog post on your website, it can last for over 2 years if it's done correctly. If you've optimized it for SEO, if you've targeted the right keyword, if people are searching for it, like it can go for over 2 years. I think the longest that I've had on my website personally is almost 5 years now from when I first started my business. Like it's still getting that organic traffic. And that is the power of SEO. You can do it for your product pages. You can do it for your services page. You can do it for your whole website. And you should do it for your whole website, for your blog post. And each of these ways are just for different ways for your clients or your customers to find you. And that's why it's so important, because once you make this initial investment of your time, or if you're making this investment of your money, like it sticks around. It's not like Instagram. Instagram is super powerful too, but in a different way. You know, on Instagram, you have to post, you have to follow trends. You know, your stories, you have to be active on your stories. Like everything's kind of more short term or short form. Whereas SEO, like the time that you're putting in now, it's going to play a huge role for years. Of course, you're going to have to, you know, check in for updates on occasion, but like it's not the same maintenance level as other platforms. And that's why it's so beneficial. Plus, I mean, they're going to Google to search for you. They're already there. Like you're not having to market yourself. You just have to show up. They're already searching on there. Like you're not convincing them they need to search for you. They're already searching. You just need to show up in that place. And as smaller business owners, we can easily convince ourselves like we don't have a chance of showing up for a search query because like our area is too oversaturated. Or these businesses have been around for a long time and they're kind of dominating this field. That's not true. We can easily kind of sneak our way up here and slide into those top 10 rankings by a very strategic SEO strategy that is meant for us. We can't follow these big name, you know, we can't follow everything Neil Patel says. We can't follow everything that Forbes says. Like these are great places to find advice, but it's not catered to us. It's not something that we can easily like copy paste and apply it to our businesses because we either don't have these resources. Maybe our business isn't the same stage as the businesses that they are referring to. There's just so many limitations that it doesn't take into consideration. And so we have to do that extra little bit of research. That's why you're here. And create a strategy that works for us, that can still get us those results, and that we can start showing up and reap the benefits of SEO. And that is the secret ingredient to showing up on Google. It's SEO. Surprise, as you're on the Everything SEO podcast. But the secret to showing up on Google is SEO. And if you want to learn more about how to use SEO in any capacity to help your business show up on search, go ahead and listen to a few more episodes. We've got some really good stuff coming. But until next time, I hope this one gave a little insight on what we're going to be talking about and just some of the general things around SEO. And I hope to talk to you soon. Till next time. As always, I hope you're able to learn at least one new thing today and how you can apply it to your own business or blog. Thanks for listening to this episode of Everything SEO. Don't forget to hit follow so you don't miss the next episode. It's a goodie. And check the show notes for everything we talked about today. And come connect with me on Instagram at kamamama.co if you have any questions or thoughts you want to share. Talk soon.